I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? But up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. But up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. But up a tweet a but tweet a tweet day. But up a tweetin' doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank. This is episode number 21. This is actually a special edition for Christmas. We're a couple days late, but it's only because we normally post on Thursday. Well, not we, it's me. But anywho, that's a whole different topic. So what I wanted to discuss today is basically about Christmas. And I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of my experience. The Christmas experience growing up, I just remember like waking up at 12 o'clock midnight, so excited to open up my presents, my gifts with my siblings and all of that stuff. But I think as I have gotten wiser and a little bit older, I've realized, and all of us, all of my siblings have realized, that it's actually far more than just your gifts and the presents that you do give. And even more than that, like, I also look at friends that I have, or like people that I don't even know. And a lot of times they look so stressed around the holidays. And sometimes one of my sisters, she actually plans her gifts like a year in advance, and she buys it and she doesn't have to really worry about it for the next year and probably ever, because it's always in advance. But, you know, a lot of people get so stressed out and so into buying and spending a lot of money. And some people even go into debt for it, and they get credit cards and just further that issue. And it just is a downward spiral from there. And it's just kind of crazy to me, because here this is a Christmas celebration that, you know, is supposed to be about the birth of Jesus and also about traditions and spending time together with your family. But somehow, some way, I don't know when, but somewhere along the way, we decided to make presents more important than our presence. And I actually seen someone did like a little meme or something like that, or it was just like a quote, and I don't remember who it was from. And I'm sure it was regurgitated from someone else. I don't really remember who it was from. But if I can think of it, I'll definitely quote them on the description box. But on the quote, it basically said, you know, your presence is greater than the presents that you give. And it's so true, because, you know, the one thing that is invaluable is time. Spending time together with your family and all of that stuff. And presents, a lot of people think that by buying gifts and spending all this money, we're compensating for the time that we haven't been able to give and that we probably still won't be giving. And that time is a valuable commodity, but family and friends are people that, you know, actually care for you and want to see you continue growing and continue moving in life, and they just want to be around you and just see you flourish and enjoy your presence. Not the gifts, but your life, just all that you are. They just want to be around you and just spending time with you. And a lot of times we forget that. I know for me it's very, very difficult, and I a lot of times have to remind myself. But one person who actually helps remind me is my nephew. And, you know, for some people who have nephews or even have children, I think it kind of helps you change your perspective and you realize that you want to give them the childhood that, you know, you had or you would have wanted or whatever the case might have been for you. Everyone's experience is different. And sometimes we might have not have gotten the love that we would have wanted or the way that we would have wanted it. But it's only because you realize later on that you have different love languages and you kind of have to give love the way that another person receives it. So maybe for one, my nephew, he enjoys spending time. So like I'll make sure I'll go over there and, you know, I'll get him and we'll read a book or like we'll go to the library or whatever the case is. Like I make sure I try to do that with him because he enjoys spending time with me in that way. And then also words of affirmation. Like I see how his face lights up every time. Like I say, oh my gosh, you're like the best nephew in the world. Or, oh my God, whatever that I do say, I don't remember. But everyone has their own love language. And that actually reminds me of a couple books that I have been reading, which a couple of years ago, I've decided to start reading again because after college, I kind of stopped reading. And even during college, I actually was annoyed by reading because I had to read so much. And I felt like it was kind of a chore instead of doing something that I loved, which I did love. Growing up, and that was something that I always loved to do was read and read some more. So a couple books that I was looking at, it was, I think, Five Love Languages. I'll have to look up the author's name. I can't think of it at the top of my head. But another book that I do have that I'm actually reading right now, it's called How We Love. And this book is about marriage, which I'm not married right now, but I know that I will be in the future. And even furthermore than this, I feel like this topic overflows into relationships in general, friendships, not just romantic relationships. And this also talks about the different love languages and how different people grew up and how they experienced a certain thing and how they would want to experience it. And sometimes we kind of put off something or make somebody feel a certain way because we lack it and we want it to be reciprocated. But you know, for me, I feel like after reading this book, I feel like sometimes if I give that type of comfort in that specific way, and then it's not reciprocated over a time period, then I kind of back away and I just kind of give up. Well, some people, it says in the book, are pleasers, and they'll just continue to go towards that person and want to do everything to make them happy. Like, I'll just shut off, like, altogether and just, I'm like, okay, bye, peace. But, of course, I've been working on that and stuff, but that's beyond the point. So How We Love is the name of that book, and this was actually by Milan and Kay. I can't pronounce their last name. I'm not gonna try, but I'll write it inside of the description, and it's really good. I got it last year, and like at first it was kind of intimidating. And then plus I had a bunch of other books that I was reading. And this book is actually about like 322 pages. And I read most of it so far. I probably have like 50 pages left. And it's really, really good and very informative. More so than I would have thought it would have been. So I think that at this moment, in retrospect, I want you guys to think about how you guys can be more present and give your presence rather than presents, gifts, that is. And in addition to that, actually, another thing that we've done as a family, instead of having to be so like brought down by like a bunch of gifts that we have to give, because, you know, families only expand even further. I think that somebody in the family, I don't remember who it was, I would like to say it was me, but it, I don't think it was. They just suggested that we did like a drawing, and we kind of draw who we're supposed to be, the like a Secret Santa type of thing. And so we just get one person each year, and it just makes life easier. And then we have like a limit of how much we spend, so you don't ever feel bad if you go, and if it goes over or whatever, like, it's, you know, that's on you. But we have a limit that we try to uphill, and it just makes life much easier. And then, like my brother said the other day, he said it also makes you kind of think more of what the other person wants. And I think that's cool, because you kind of dig into what the other person enjoys the most. And I think next year I'll probably do a little bit more digging. I just thought of food, so I got them, you know, a gift card for food. I guess I could have definitely been more creative, but I enjoyed my gift, and I thought it was very thoughtful and funny, because on the note, it just said that, you know, these slippers will make you laugh. It's a inside joke, so maybe I'll tell you guys one day, but yeah, so now when I wear it, which today was the first day, I laugh, so... yeah, so I think that that is a way to decrease your stress the Christmas time, and just spending time together. And on top of that, like, there's so many lines and so many crazy drivers and all of that stuff. Like, why do you have to spend that time when you could spend it with your family instead? I guess this is the end of it. I don't really have anything else to say, but, you know, I just want you guys to think of those things, and to think of how you can change the traditions of your family and make it more about being together rather than spending, you know, buying your time, buying your love, and just spending or thinking of different ways that you can spend time the way that they enjoy being spent time with, if that makes sense. Well, anyways, so yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season, and until next time.